Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure A. This measure's tax money is supposed to be for preschool and childcare, but supporters talk about preventing alcohol and drug abuse. Is that a problem for preschoolers? Of course not. If children's health care is covered by Obamacare or Medi-Cal, why does part of Measure A go towards this? Because an expensive marketing firm conducted a poll that showed support for this tax went up when health care was included. Voters are being manipulated into paying for expensive, unnecessary, unmandated programs for non-residents. Parents in Marin work two jobs to pay for expensive childcare. Marin residents are not getting what their tax dollars are supposed to provide: traffic mitigation, crime control, now increasing, mental health care, homeless services, and better schools. Both ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments, and Sacramento are pressuring Marin to build subsidized high-density housing despite widespread opposition here. Offering free childcare to indigents would flood Marin with people seeking those free services and more free services, including subsidized housing. Adding up to 200 new students to a school district whose families live in high-density housing exempt from property taxes would be overwhelming. There is legislation pending in Sacramento that makes it difficult, if not impossible, for communities to fight such developments. That this tax increase is offset by some decrease in state sales tax misses the point. This is bad policy and will hurt small Marin neighborhoods, worsen traffic, and strain public services. Vote, quote, no on A, end quote. Don't be fooled. Signature Michael Hartnett, representing Marin United Taxpayers Association.